Well, hello, everybody. I am Agent 00 Strange, and I come to you from Windsor with love. More groaning, please, more groaning. To tell you a little bit more about God's special agent, Jesus. But before I do that, I'd like us to pray to get us ready to hear this amazing message. So let's bow our heads and let's pray to God before we start. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would open our minds and our hearts to receive the truth you have for us about Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, we had a great reading there. If we could have the reading back up again. We had a great reading from Luke's Gospel in which Jesus tells the disciples, that's his special friends, all about the things that we've been learning in Holiday Club this week. Now, we've also been learning special little lines. You may have heard one earlier. Jesus is God's special agent because. Now, I am going to get a general incompetence back to the front to test if he's learned them. And also, Agent Millie, would you like to come to the front as well to see if you've learned them? Let me get the microphone for you. So, you ready? Now, there's the first one. He said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must come true. Now, general incompetence, which phrase did we learn does that mean? Which one's that? Have a go. I'll start you off. Jesus is God's special agent because.
Jesus is God's special agent because. That's it, isn't it?
No, it's got a bit after that. Go on, give it another go.
Jesus is God's special agent because he's awesome.
Oh dear, you're hopeless. You are very, very incompetent and you haven't remembered it at all. Let's see if Millie's remembered it. You ready? Go.
Jesus is God's special agent because he meets God's brief.
Oh, brilliant. Well done. Round of applause for Millie. That's 1-0, General. 1-0. So, Jesus is God's special agent because he meets God's brief. We learnt that hundreds of years before Jesus was born, a chap called Isaiah, who, as Special Agent Smart reminded us, because one eye is higher than the other, he wrote that a Messiah, a Saviour, would come. And he would come as a baby, and he wouldn't be very terribly interesting looking, and lots of people would be upset about him. Isn't this amazing? First amazing thing we learned about Jesus, that he makes these things come true. He meets God's brief. Right, on to the second one. So can we have the next slide? He opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures, and he told them, this is what was written. The Messiah will suffer, he will rise from the dead on the third day. So Jesus, general incompetence, is God's special agent because, what's the next one? The second one. Okay, because he forgives...
Me.
Yeah, he does, but that's not the word I said. Oh, he's got it again. You're hopeless.
I like to delegate things as a general. Right, okay. Delegate this to Millie, the private here.
Do you remember it?
He forgives sins.
Brilliant. So Jesus is God's special agent because he forgives sins. Another round of applause for Millie, and that's 2-0. That verse also tells us the third thing that we learnt about Jesus. Right, just give it one quick go. If you haven't got it, I'm not going to give you a second chance. Go. No, he hasn't got it. Okay, right. Millie.
Jesus is God's special agent because he died and rose again.
Because he died and rose again. Another round of applause for Millie. Thank you so much. 3-0. Thank you, Millie. You can go and sit down. Off you go, general incompetence. Thanks for nothing. So. This is really exciting news in that verse because we learnt during our holiday club that actually we're so wrapped up in our sin, all the bad things that we've done, that we can't get back to God. It's mission impossible for us to be friends with God. But Jesus made it mission possible. And then we learnt that Jesus died to take all those bad things, all the punishment for it on himself. And that wasn't the end. He came back to life again to show that he defeated death. Now, that's something that makes us really, really excited. What amazing news. Jesus loves us so much that he died to take the punishment for our sin so that he can forgive us. Now, what we're going to be thinking about this morning, well, what has that got to do with us? What does that mean for me? That's what we're thinking about this morning, that question. Well, what about me? What have I got to do with all of this? Well, we're going to be thinking about how we fit in to God's special mission. And actually, we're a fan of envelopes hidden under seats here. So there's another envelope hidden under somebody's seat round the church here somewhere, if you can have a look for it. I hope. Nobody's taking it home. Ah, brilliant. Would you like to bring that up, young man? Very good. Thank you very much. We'll find out what we're going to learn today. And it says, your mission, should you choose to accept it, if you follow Jesus, to be witnesses to Jesus. Witnesses to Jesus. I wonder what that means. Thank you, young man. Would you like to keep that? Take it back to your seat. Very good. So, can we have the next verse up? This is the mission that Jesus gave to his special friends, the disciples. It said, his followers will preach in his name. They'll tell others to turn away from their sins and be forgiven. People from every nation will hear it, beginning at Jerusalem. You've seen these things with your own eyes. So, when we believe in Jesus, we become his special agents, and he gives us a mission. And that mission is to tell other people. Look, it says, they'll tell others to turn away from their sins. So when we follow Jesus, we have a mission to tell other people about him. Now, there's another bit of the Bible we're going to look at now that helps us to understand this. So can we have the next slide up, please? This is from the book of Acts. Right at the beginning of the book of Acts, Jesus is talking to his special friends, the disciples again, and he says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Now, being a witness means telling the truth about something. Now, I'm a teacher. I teach in school. I teach year five. And it often happens that two people come up to me. I don't know if you've ever had this in school, if you've ever been involved in this. Two people come up to me. One person says, he stole my rubber. And the other person comes up and says, no, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Have you ever seen that before? He stole my rubber. Yeah, I hear it all the time. So what I need to do as a teacher is say, right, I need a witness. Someone to come up and tell me the truth about what happened here. That's what a witness is. Somebody who tells the truth. And what is this truth that Jesus wants us to tell others about? Well, it's the wonderful, exciting, amazing things we've been learning in Holiday Club. That he fulfills God's brief. That he forgives our sins so we can come back to him. And that he died, but then rose again. Now, can we have the next slide? We have been looking at special agents. If you're looking at special agents, and there's some famous special agents you might know. Now, one amazing thing about special agents, I'm sure you've noticed, is that they have amazing skills, powers, if you like. So, I want to give you an example. There's James Bond at the top left there. Now, let's say James Bond finds himself in a sticky situation in China. Now, he doesn't say, are you ready for my Sean Connery impression? He doesn't say, oh, sorry, I don't speak a word of Chinese. No, of course, he starts rabbiting away in Chinese. He gets that special skill, that special power when he needs it. And there's Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible. There's the motorbike sitting there. There's the bad guy riding away on the motorbike. He doesn't say, oh, sorry, I didn't pass my test. Sorry, so we'll have to go with L plates. No, he gets the skill, he gets the power, he jumps on the motorbike, and he rides off against the bad guy there. So the next slide. Thank you. The question is, do we get some kind of special power when we become God's special agents? And the Bible gives us the amazing answer, yes, we do. Well, what is that power? Well, here Jesus says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. What does he mean by the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit is a person, just like Jesus. And when we believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us and gives us power to witness, to tell other people the truth about him. And like James Bond's speaking Chinese, or like Ethan Hunt's ability to ride the bike, the motorbike, Holy Spirit gives us that power whenever we need it. Now, he gives us three special powers that I'm going to focus on this morning. But it's not as easy as just me telling you. There's some clues that you're going to have to find. So, first of all, can you see my brief sheet here? There's another one of these somewhere around the church. Can you see it? Put your hands up if you can see it. If you can see one a lot like that. Oh, look, it's over there. Brilliant. You, young man, you've got your hand right up. See if you can go and get it. Might be a bit high for you there. You might get an adult to help you. We've got one of our mini secret agents there holding it up. Good man. Excellent. Can you bring that up to the front now then? Right, it's the first power the Holy Spirit gives us. You ready to read it out? Would you like to read it out?
Of knowledge about Jesus.
Brilliant. Thank you. Good man. Can I take that? Brilliant. So the first power is the power of knowledge about Jesus. Now, The Holy Spirit speaks to us all about Jesus, as we've already kind of found out today, through the Bible. Now, Hebrews 10:15 in the Bible says that the Holy Spirit actually witnesses to us. The Holy Spirit tells us the truth about Jesus when we read the Bible. Now, he gives us the power to know about Jesus and to understand all about him. To know deep down in our hearts and minds that what we just learnt about Jesus is true. And you know what? This brings us a lot of happiness. It brings us joy to know all those things about Jesus is true. That Jesus loves us. That he died for us. These things make us happy. Now, you might be thinking, well, wait a second. Isn't a witness somebody who's actually seen something with their own eyes? How can we be witnesses if we haven't seen it with our own eyes? Well, there's another kind of witness you can get in court, an expert witness. And when the Holy Spirit comes to us, it doesn't matter that we haven't seen Jesus, but the Holy Spirit gives us that expert knowledge about Jesus so that we can stand there and tell people the truth. It doesn't matter that we haven't seen him. When the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts, we know the truth about him. Okay, so the next one, please. So, the Holy Spirit gives us the power of confidence in Jesus. You know what? Sometimes it's hard to tell the truth. I mean, to imagine a situation again when you're in school and somebody's been nasty to you and they're standing there like that in front of the head teacher and you're there as well and the head teacher's like, come on, tell me the truth. And the nasty person sat there, you tell the truth, I'm going to do something nasty to you. Sometimes it's hard, isn't it, to tell the truth. And it's hard sometimes to tell the truth about Jesus. Because sometimes when we tell people the truth about Jesus, they say, well, I don't care about that, I don't believe it. So sometimes it's really hard to do that. But the Holy Spirit gives us confidence to do that. In fact, it says in Luke 12, Jesus says to his disciples, his special friends, don't worry because the Holy Spirit will give you what you need to say. So you don't need to worry if somebody asks you a difficult question. The Holy Spirit will give you the answer, will give you confidence. And then there is a third power the Holy Spirit gives us. And that power is written on a small sheet of card in Her Majesty the Queen's pocket. So Her Majesty the Queen, can you come to the front? Queen Kate. There it is, a happy smiley face. No, that's not right, Kate. Come on, keep searching. Might be here all day. Yeah. Oh, no, that's a horrible old tissue. Yeah, very good. Could you read that out for us, please, Kate?
The power to live like Jesus.
Brilliant. That's the third power that the Holy Spirit gives us, the power to live like Jesus. Now, we learnt loads of amazing stuff about Jesus, that he, as we sang in our song, he always did the right thing. He always did the best that he could, and he never did wrong. Sometimes we could look at him and think, well, there's no way that I'm going to live like that. He always did the right thing. How can I do that? Well, the Bible tells us again that the Holy Spirit enables us to live like Jesus. He gives his special agents power to become more like him. And actually, that helps us to witness, to tell the truth about him. Because if we follow Jesus, if we follow in his footsteps, then people will look at us and say, wow, Jesus really does change lives. In the book of Galatians in the Bible, it says, if we follow in God's footsteps, if we walk like him, the Spirit will give us these amazing powers to love God more and to love each other more. Now, I've got a way for us to remember these three powers. So, we're going to stand up in a minute and do some more actions. We love actions here, so there's going to be some more actions. So, let me put this down and just show you the first one, and then you're going to practice it sitting down. We're going to do it all together. You know the drill. So, here we go. The Holy Spirit gives us power of knowledge about Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives us power of confidence. And I'm going to see a really confident, confidence in Jesus. And the Holy Spirit gives us power to live like Jesus. Okay, so let's all stand up and see if we can do that. Shake your leg a bit. You've been sitting down for a while. Wake you up a bit. So, are you ready? All together. The Holy Spirit gives us power of knowledge about Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives us power of confidence in Jesus. And the Holy Spirit gives us power to live like Jesus. Thank you. Give yourselves a round of applause. Very good. Now, once again, I'm going to ask, what has that got to do with us? What has that got to do with us? What about me? Well, God wants us to follow him. He wants us to be his secret agents, like we've been learning about this week. He wants us to trust in him so that he can do those amazing things we've been learning about, so he can take away our sin, unwrap us from it, so that he can give us the power of the Holy Spirit, those special powers to tell the truth about him. And the best thing about this, everybody, is that it's free. No ifs, no buts, doesn't matter what you've been like before. Everybody's wrapped up in sin. It's not that some people are less wrapped up and can just step out. Some people are so wrapped up they can't move. We're all wrapped up in our sin. Doesn't matter what you've done in the past, everybody can be a special agent of Jesus. All you need to say is, Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to be your special agent, and I want those amazing powers that the Holy Spirit can give. Now, if you think, I've got a few more questions about this, if you want to talk to somebody about it, there's plenty of people around, myself, Kate, even General Incompetence, I'm sure, would love to talk to you about it. So if you've got questions or if you want to talk to somebody, please do afterwards. Now, it's been wonderful to have this amazing week with you all, these special agents. We've had a wonderful time. Let me just pray for us before we finish. So let's put our heads down and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent the Lord Jesus to fulfill your brief, to forgive us our sins, to take our sins on himself on the cross and die and rise again. Lord, please help us to put our trust in you and our trust in the Holy Spirit, that he may give us power to witness and tell the truth about you, power to know about the Lord Jesus, power to have confidence in the Lord Jesus, and power to live like the Lord Jesus. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Over and out.